So you will notice that there's this, the word law is being repeated over and over in this passage.
所以你就发现到这一段经文当中，这个律这个字被重复非常多次。
A paragraph E.
E 这一段。
Paul spoke of the law of sin warring against his mind, resulting in this body of death.
保罗这边讲到说，就是一个罪的律在他的心思里面交战，以至于他的身体好像是一个取死的身体。
He says in verse 24, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?"
24节说，他谁能够救我从这个取死的身体当中出来？
What an interesting phrase!
这边他讲这句话实在很有趣。
This physical body of death.
就是我们这个取死的身体。
It doesn't sound very attractive to me.
听起来不是很吸引人。
For let me explain what the body of death is.
那我向你解释什么叫做取死的身体。
For example.
就举个例。
One day, a person's mind it seems confused.
就是有一天，一个人的思想好像有点混乱。
The next day, his emotions are all enraged and angry.
然后第二天，他的情绪就开始好像开始有愤怒。
The next day, his body is tired or it's sick.
然后再过一天，他的身体就开始感觉到疲劳，甚至有那种生病的感
觉。The next day, his body is stirred up with sinful desires, immorality, or other wrong things.
然后接下来在一天，他身体可能就开始经历到各种不道德的这种情欲的那种倾向。
There are many expressions of the body of death.
就是在这个取死的身体，其实有许多不同的表现。
From the subtle expressions of just having a spirit of confusion.
从一个好像很轻微微妙的，就是你只是感觉到一个灵的混乱。
The very fact that our body gets overly tired and sick.
那事实上，我们的身体如果就觉得非常过度的疲劳，甚至生病。
These are all evidences of the spirit of death working in our physical body.
那都是讲到这个死的律在我们身上做工的一个证明。
Because the body of death refers to the spirit of death and sin working in our physical body.
就你身体有这样一个死亡的现象的时候，正是证明说这个死的律在你这个肉身上正在做工。
So the body of death doesn't only mean we die physically at the end of our natural life.
所以这样一个取死的身体不是指到说我们人生寿命结束的时候你死亡。
It means we have all this attack of the spirit of sin and the spirit of death against us even now in our physical body.
更是指到现在就是这个罪跟死的律正在向我们的这个肉身这个身体在攻击。
But in verse 25, Paul said, "Thank God that I can have liberty from this continual assault against my body."
在二十五节这边，保罗就说到：“感谢神，针对这些这样持续不断对我身体的攻击的这些的事，我却能够靠着圣灵可以得自由。”
And Romans 8 is all about how the Holy Spirit brings this victory to us in our physical body.
那罗马书第八章，他全部所谈的就是说，圣灵怎么样能够在我们的肉身上带下这样的一个得胜自由。
Let's look at the idea.